We may have heard stories of family members fighting against one another during the Civil War. At this famous battlefield, it was the teacher who worked to defeat his student. The story of those two generals is today's edition of The American Countryside. It is one of the most well-known battles in the Civil War. John Howard is superintendent of Antietam National Battlefield.
Robert E. Lee had been fighting most of the war to this point, about 15 months, mostly in his home state of Virginia. And he was tired of that. He wanted to see the Yankees find out what war was all about. He'd seen too many Virginia farms burned.
In early September 1862, Lee moved his troops into Maryland, the first of three times the South would enter Union territory during the war.
He hoped that Maryland would secede once Confederate troops were on Maryland's soil. Didn't work out that way. Really, he invaded the wrong part of Maryland. If he had invaded over in eastern Maryland, the eastern shore, east of Baltimore, he probably would have succeeded.
Central and western Maryland were more loyal to the north. Lee decided to have a portion of his army move toward the Federal arsenal at Harper's Ferry to protect his flank for the larger battle that lay ahead.
He sent a portion of the army under the overall command of Stonewall Jackson to Harper's Ferry, and they were highly successful in that because, as a matter of fact, upon arrival, they engaged the Union troops at Harper's Ferry and forced the surrender of those 10,000 Union soldiers.
Now Lee had to decide whether he would engage the much larger northern forces led by George McClellan.
Most of these generals, whether they were Union or Confederate, all knew one another. And in this case, Robert E. Lee served as superintendent at West Point at the United States Military Academy while George McClellan was a student. And he thought he had a good grasp of what McClellan's strengths and what his weaknesses were. Even though his army was basically half the size of the Union Army, he decided that what he was going to do was engage him.
More next time as we travel the countryside in Sharpsburg, Maryland. I'm Andrew McCrae.